गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यस्टरडे मॉर्निंग व्हाट आई वाज टेलिंग यू रिमेंबर
Quelqu'un se souvient ce que Maharaj disait hier?
Hein?
I'm asking in French.
What I was telling in morning?
You're speaking about
Madhya Madhika.
Because Sarvadharma Bhuta Dhamma Me Kam Shanam Yoda. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Ehobaya Agrikeva, this is something external. He's gone. And then he started to explain.
You have heard this shlok, satam prasangam mamavirjasam vidho. Bhavante rit karana rasayana katha, tajjo sanat asu apabhargatit vartmani, saddharati bhakti anukramishyati. This shlok has been quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Very important shloka. Satam prasangam mama virjya samvidho. When two devotees, not less than madhyam adhikari, madhyam uttam or uttam kanishta or madhyam madhyam, meeting together, then they, each other, talking very powerful past tense of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami used to meet in Kadambater or Radha Kunda or anywhere in Nandagaon, anywhere, they used to talk each other, not worldly things. Always observing in Krishna past times and talking and hearing. Very powerful past times of Krishna. The past times of the Krishna are none different from himself, Krishna. They are more powerful even than Krishna. If anyone hearing all these katha, past tense, then Krishna will enter in the heart through ears in devotees. Devotee's heart, through ears. And these pastimes, that is Krishna himself, in the shape of pastimes of Krishna, will clear all the doubts, all the anarths, all kinds of offenses. And Hridaya Daurbal,
weakness of heart,
Hridaya Daurbal,
weakness of heart,
and
Asat Krishna,
Sarup Brahman, all others. And Tattva Gyan of Krishna, Bhakti, Jeev, Maya, everything will come. And Krishna being in the heart, he will rest there. Because then devotee's heart will be purified. There will be no any thing to be required that Krishna give me this. No worldly desire will be there. And then Krishna happily will sleep there. So Krishna, these pastimes are so strong, so powerful. If one has no taste in hearing these kathas, then he is like zero. If he is chanting name, he is worshipping and doing all activities, then in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. Vishvakasena katha suna dharma svanishtita punsa Vishvakasena katha suja notpadayadi jadiratim. Then after some time you will give up chanting Harinam if you are not hearing Harikathas from bona fide Vaishnavas. Then Krishna will not go in your heart. No purification, nothing. If you are doing archan, but no taste in Harikatha, then you will stop archan and all activities. If you are not hearing Harikatha, you will have so many doubts about your Guru, that my Gurudev is not so powerful. I am serving him from 20 years. I am doing archan and so many things. But perhaps he is not Rasik Vaishnav. He has no gopi mood. And thus I should reject and go to Radha Kunda. So many anarth will come, and again you will be punar mushiko bhava. Again you will be the same rat. You know the story of rat? You know what? Loudly.
One rat was being chased by a cat. And he
you are hearing? Very loudly and...
One rat was being chased. One rat was being chased by a cat. And he took shelter in the ashram of one rishi and begged for protection. So the sage was very merciful to him and gave him the form of a cat. He changed his form by his mystic power. In this way,
cat was pursuing and wanted to eat that rat. So to save him,
the sage, he transformed the rat into a cat. Then afterwards, the cat was always being chased by
a dog.
Then he became worried and went to sage.
So he went back to the ashram of the sage.
And what he told? Save me from dogs.
Yes, he saved me from the dog. So then the sage, he by his mystic power, he transformed him into a dog. So then, when he was a dog, then he had another problem because he was being chased by a tiger. So being chased by the tiger, he was so afraid, he came back to the sage and said, please save me, I'm always being chased by one tiger. So then the sage, by his mystic power, he transformed him into a tiger. So then, when who was originally a rat, became a tiger, he began to look at the sage
and think, oh.
He wanted to attack.
He wanted to eat him. Hmm. His mouth began to water and thought, oh, I'd like to eat him now. So he was just about to attack the sage, and then the sage says, Purnam Musukbhava. Again become a rat. And immediately this big tiger swung down and became a tiny rat again. So everything was lost.
I should translate.
So from where you had begun? From Grihastha Ashram, having so much lust, doing so much offenses, full of honors, again you will be wrecked if you are not hearing Hari Katha. Pause. So what the pastimes, if Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami used to meet each other, they used to talk, hear each other, very powerful, these Hari Kathas. In these pastimes, very beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna, plus Tattva-gyan, Jiva-tattva-gyan, Krishna Tattva Gyan, Maya Tattva Gyan, and all the process of doing bhajan, and how Krishna can be controlled, how he can have the services of conjugal, everything will come. And your chanting will be more strong. Your service to the Gurudev will be more strong. Your all activities for devotion will be more strong if you are hearing Hari Katha. But if you will stop your hearing, then what will be? Punar Musiko Bhava. That is happening with the senior devotees. They know that we are supreme now. And they don't think that anyone in this world is equal to him. I should not hear any Hari Katha. So they are again being transferred into a rat and doing so many offenses to all Vaishnavas. They lose their all tattva gyan, and they cannot honor three kinds of Vaishnavas, who is taking name sometime, those who are taking always name, and those by whom seeing Krishna name comes and used to dance in tongue. He cannot respect, because now is that tattva-gyan has been lost. These are three madhyamadhikari Vaishnava. Those who are chanting one name, regularly doing, always, and those, they don't criticize anyone, they don't see any a little fault of anyone. They are above criticism, and 24 hours observed in trance and remembering Krishna pastime for 8 parts of day and night. So, even one chanting one name, what name? Ata Krishnan Madina Bhavit Krachyam Indriyaya Shavan Mukhohi Jivadu Swayam Ev Spurupada. That name he is doing one time is also, what kind of that name? Krishna name coming itself in his tongue. That kind of. Not Kanishta, not Namabhash, not Chaya Namabhash, not Pratibimba Namabhas, nothing, pure. So he is Padma Adhikari. And those who are always chanting, remembering, what is name? More superior. Krishna name is always chanting and remembering. Krishna is dancing on their tongue like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was going to pass stall with Gopal Guru, a boy of 8, and he told that, oh Mahaprabhu, why you are catch hold of your tongue very tightly? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very tightly holding his tongue, like this. Gopal Guru said, why you are doing? Oh, now I am going to be apavitra, I'm impure. So I am telling and warning this tongue that don't chant Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. But she is not following my order. So I don't want to chant. So I have taken, because forcibly she is calling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. When I sleep, my tongue always speaking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, at all time. So now she should stop. So always like this. Then Gopal Guru told, Prabhu, I am now in a doubt that if anyone is dying, and tool and urine is also passing, he should chant or not. If he is not chanting, then he will, what? He will go to hell? So he should chant or not chant? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh yes, he should chant. So why you are doing so? Oh, I wanted to hear from you this thing. So now you have been perfect, like Guru, and you can preach. So, those who are doing like this, always. And more than this, not criticize anyone, because he is seeing that everyone is serving Krishna, Uttam Adhikari. If anyone not hearing this Harikatha, he must criticize all. He will make bhakti like a sectarian thing, thought, that only we are Vaishnava. We should not mix to any Shuddha Vaishnava. They will make a ban that if you are going to mix and to hear Harikatha from any that person, then you will kick out from our mission. We should only read the books which Swamiji has written. You cannot read Rup Goswami, Bhakti Swami Sindhu. You cannot read all the books. You should not read Jaiva Dharma or Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They will ban. And thus, by doing so, they will lose faith on Harikatha, and they will not hear, and at last they will. Again, right. Same right. So, what type of this powerful Harikatha? One day Krishna and Baldev Prabhu, with thousand and thousand cowherd boy, was going to graze cows. One after another, very dense forest, but beautiful forest. She was going with lakhs and lakhs cows. He walked in such a forest. There was nothing to eat, no fruits, nothing. So all cowherd boys were very hungry. They were requesting Krishna and Baldev, that today a very big demon has come in our stomach. Please save us, please save us. Baldev Prabhu told that, I am not seeing here any demon. Where is that demon? Oh, he has entered in our stomach. Now we are so hungry. There is nothing to take, anything. But some Shubal and Madhvangal told that we are having some smell of very beautiful, sweet
palm fruit.
Perhaps very nearer, there is a forest named Talban. Talban means the forest of palm trees. And there fruits are now ripen. It must be Bhadrama month.
July, August.
Indian summer season.
Rainy season.
Coming rainy season. So, they requested that we should go there and we will take fruits and taste. But that forest belongs to Kans. And he has deputed so many demons like
Dhenukasur,
a demon in the shape of donkey. And that donkey has so many sea donkey and so many
baby donkeys.
So many thousands and thousands and lakhs. So they were fencing with themselves, whole, like fence. Fence, you know? No tree, no wire, nothing, no wall.
Only donkey
were
surrounding
and giving para.
Protection.
All the fruits used to be sent to Kans Maharaj. And he used to taste himself of very sweet, tasteful. And remnants he used to give to Charun, Mustik, Hal, Tosal, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, and rest to the donkeys. Sometimes they never tasted these donkeys. But always protecting and sending all things to the king of donkeys. You know who was the king? King of donkeys? Maharaj Kansa. Kansa means the embodiment of seeing. Kansa. Embodiment of all kinds of sins together is called Kansa. So, Krishna and Balaram told that, let us go. And he told Baldev Prabhu that you should manage to give palm fruits to them. All were very happy, following Krishna and Baldev. They entered that forest. Baldev Prabhu happily, naturally, took a palm tree in his hand, and he did like so. Also big and full of thousands of fruits, very ripen and very tasteful and sweet scent was coming. So all covered boys looking to upside, when a fruit will come and I will take. So Baldev Prabhu did so. After that, so many ripened fruits came down and sound like dhap, dhap, dhap coming. Donkey's heart, this, who is doing so? And he saw that, one by one trees are shaking, how? And fruits are coming down. He at once began to shout in very sweet sound, like donkeys, you know? Here is not Lalit Mohan. Otherwise he can follow.
So all donkey were gathered. Lakhs and lakhs of donkeys they gathered. And saw that these two wicked persons with so many boys are coming and taking all the fruits. So at once, all at a time, attacked Krishna and Baldev and all. All the cowherds become very frightened. They came under the shade of Krishna and Baldev. Then Dhenukasura, the head leader of all the donkeys, attacked Baldev Prabhu, ringleader of all the boys, with two behind legs, up like this. And he was sounding so much, making so much sound. Then Baldev Prabhu at once took his left hind legs and he
twirled
in the sky. And in the meantime, his life and soul came out and was whirling in the sky and at last came in the lotus feet of Krishna. One by one, all the donkeys were caught by Krishna and Baldev and all were killed there. They began to pass urine and stools. Blood was also here and there. So it became very dirty at that time. All the boys saw that all donkeys are now dead. And some of them, they ran towards Kansa to say this news. So they went to Kansa and all were killed. Now that scenery was so much pathetic that all the boys who had taken fruits, they gave up. And trees were all uprooted because Baldev Prabhu has
grown in top of trees.
That Dhenukasura and all others on trees, and trees
fell
down on another and another to third to fourth, and thus that garden was
finished.
Almost finished, somewhere there. After that, they went away from that, and after that garden was cleared, and now they used to go freely and to taste palm fruits. What is the meaning of donkeys? Donkeys? Those, they don't chant, remember, and they don't believe in Krishna. Only they believe, eat, drink, and be merry. These are demons like donkeys. Though in world, at that time there are so only counted numbers of demons. But now, we cannot count the number of donkeys, those who are not chanting, remembering and believe in God, all are donkey. Though I have no tattva gyan, no taste to serve Vaishnavas, all are donkey. Donkey has some special quality. What? Always beaten by their what?
Sea donkey.
Always. But they never what?
Give up.
Bad habits.
Even their mouths are
bleeding
by
hind legs.
Kicking by their wives. They never
stop
to pursue. There is a special quality. Also, their quality is that they can take all the bad things on their back. All the dirty clothes, all the dirty things, and they can take it. And they become dirty. Also, they can take very sweet things like sugar, ghee, atta, atta means flour, rice, everything, vegetable. Truck cannot go in Indian mountains. At that time, there was only way to keep all the articles on the back of asses. And this used to take it from lower place to so much higher place. But they will take only dry grasses, not all these things. They cannot taste. They can carry clothes, but they cannot wear. And if they are crying bitterly or doing nonsense, then his master will give him very mota lathi.
Big stick.
Big stick, and on his back. Always beaten. Also, there is a quality there, a speciality is that in rainy season, when grasses are abundant in field, then they will be very lean and thin. And when in summer season, when there are no grass, they become so fat. Why? In rainy season, by grazing, one, two hands, that stomach is though full, but they will see that, oh, I have not grazed so much. And in summer season, they will see that, oh, I have
grazed
miles and miles I have. So they become fat. Those in this world, very dirty things they will come, they will take. What dirty things? Flesh, axe,
fish.
And fish. You know fish? She can take anything if you will fill it. Anything is stool even. So if anyone taking fish, he is taking all things. So we should be very careful for this. So, those who are taking all this, that they are donkey. They are very fat in taking worldly things, not Harikatha, no remnants of Krishna, nothing, they are donkeys. Those who are not hearing Harikatha, they are donkeys. So, these are all donkeys. So, Krishna and Baldev, Baldev is Guru Tattva. Ignorance goes only by hearing and serving Gurudev. So Baldev Prabhu is whole cell Guru. Akhanda Guru Tattva. Or all Gurus are manifestation of this Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda. So if you will take shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev, that I will obey always. You should save me. I am attacked by lust, so many offenses, so many bad things. So I am taking your shelter. You as causeless, merciful. You should save me. Then Baldev Prabhu, like Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, Shaman Guru, he will save us. Otherwise there is no another way to be saved. So you should take shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev. This is a story, pastimes of Krishna. But so many tattva jnana are here. Also beautiful also. You should know and understand that the pastimes of Krishna are of two kinds. Nitya pastimes and Naimittik pastimes. Naimittik, what is Naimittik?
Circumstantial.
That is?
Circumstantial.
Like, this Dhenukasur Leela is not
Naimittik Leela.
Not Nitya Leela. It is Naimittik Leela. Avasur, Bakasur, Kansa, all were all Leelas are Naimittik. But Yashoda is touching Krishna and Krishna is with him. Krishna is playing with gopis, he is playing with friends. All are Nitya Leela. This Leela has been divided into four kinds. Nitya Leela. Ashtakali Leela of Dasya. Ashtakali Leela of friends. Ashtakali Leela of mother. Vatsalya Ras. And Ashtakali Leela of
Shringaras.
Shingar Ras, Madhur Ras. In Madhur Ras also, Ashtakali Leela of Nitya and Pran Sakhi. Also, Tat Tat Bhav Ichhamai. And Kamatmika. So many things, differences. So by hearing all these pastimes, you will have more faith on Guru, more faith on Harikatha, more faith in chanting, your chanting will be pure, your archan will be pure, and thus you will be in Madhyam Adhikari, then Madhyam Madhyam, and then Madhyam Uttam, then Kanishth Uttam, then Madhyam Uttam, and then Uttam Uttam, then you will have Vastu Siddhi in this. Gaur Prama. You can translate now. Yeah,